The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, but it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. She's sitting here with me, and right now we're in the process of getting that last minute, you know, those things that happen at the very last second when you're getting ready to go on live from a remote location happened here. So Bob's picking up the last part, and we should be getting, are we about ready to go hot here then, buddy? Okay. Now, good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, and we are down at Cornerstone Community Bank for the salute to veterans, the Robin salute to veterans. And what this means is that as people come in and donate money, they will match, for every dollar donated, they will match it with 50 cents to provide bus passes for our veterans. And the veterans then will go through the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer to receive these bus passes. Last year, they gave out over 800 passes. So it is a success. Are we ready? Am I ready to switch over?
Bring up the Skype and drop the phone line.
Okay.
Are we here? Jared, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys loud and clear.
Okay.
All right, we're here.
There, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. This is just breezy and windy out here, and we're just waiting for all of you to come by and drop off your donations for the veterans for our best passes.
We have a cute blonde lady standing out here ready to run over to your car and grab that money. Jennifer's sitting here looking really happy. She says, I just love the cold weather. Okay, what's weather look like, in fact?
Well, it looks like it's about 50 degrees as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 74 and a low of 44. On Friday, 76 and a low of 41. Saturday, 76 and a low of 47. On Sunday, 73 and 43. All sunshine all the way through it, and so it's going to be a good week. And even on Monday, 73. No rain, possibly a little bit of cloudiness coming up next Tuesday, and we could certainly stand a little moisture in the air. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Now, the news was brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great place down there if you want to hang out and sit out there in the sun and visit with your buddies and buddyettes. Okay, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Thursday. And Trish and I are here out here in the parking lot.
They're called parking lots.
Yeah, it's a parking lot. Yeah, I'm
hanging out in the parking lot.
We are not in the handicap space, no matter what people may think. We're out here in the parking lot. So come on by. If you're listening and you're on your way to work or you're getting kind of come by, just come by, drop off $1, $5, a check, $100, leave your ATM card, just in with the numbers. And we will take and we will donate for you into the RABA Salute to Veterans. Now, things that are going on. I want to talk with you so much, Trish, about, because we really haven't talked. But I want to discuss last night the 17th annual soup kitchen.
Do you know that is an event that was started, and I have to check those numbers because I really kind of think it's been going on longer than 17 years. We started that when we had the power outage, the rolling blackouts in the state of California, and the price of energy was going sky high. And we really did have an issue with a lot of our seniors who were unable to pay their utility bills. So we came up with this. We formed the Older Adult Policy Council, and we started doing that soup kitchen. And it was a huge success from the very beginning. When we first started, the county departments used to have a competition going, and they made baskets some of them were worth $1,000. They'd have computers in them. They'd have all kinds of things. And anyway, so it started. It became just a ritual that we did every year, joined with Reading Electric Utility. And so when you're a member of that and you sign up for the SHARE program, all that money goes into the same thing. And basically what it does is it assures that no senior in Shasta County gets their power cut off, that those bills can be paid, get them squared away, and get them back in. So it's a really good thing. And last night, wow.
Oh, my gosh. We were at the senior center. It's a new day there, the one on down on Benton.
Yeah.
Great parking. Even though people go, well, you know, I couldn't get in. Well, you couldn't get in because there was like 400 people in there or more.
Incredible.
It was incredibly full. And they ran out of bowls and had to go out and run out and get a bunch more bowls. The soup was, you know, gone in some of them, but they kept bringing in more soup. But how many? I mean, there had to be 400 or 500 people there.
Well, there absolutely was. And you know, it's such a, from the beginning, this is such a giving community. We always forget that. But the restaurants, there was so many restaurants, won't begin to try to name all of them, but every restaurant you can think of was there and donates. And we're not talking a little bit of soup. These are these great big 20-gallon, 40-gallon pots. And Chuck from, or Charlie from Charlie and Kathy, they are in charge of getting all those restaurants involved. And I have to give a shout out to one of the ones that's been with us forever, Kathy's Deli. She started with me the very first year. I think she was the first one to step in line and say she'd give the soup. And she's been there ever since.
Let me say this about Charles and Kathy. They had all these volunteers. They had some from Simpsons and a number of them from Shasta Enterprise. And these kids were just absolutely fabulous. They were working really hard. But when you get down to Mary's Pizza Shack, Charles and Kathy went out there. They were the ones making sure that the soup was out there, was hot and all this. And then at the end, as it's over and as you're kind of walking out, Charles is in there. He's in there scrubbing out the pots. I mean, these are huge, huge pots. And he's scrubbing them out. You know, everybody else going on. There he is. He's got it scrubbed on, and he's doing it. So I just want to say, is you know what, and we can't name everybody that's in there, but every restaurant you can imagine was there, plus a couple others I hadn't even heard of. But, again, it was a huge success. People were buying raffle tickets. There were great raffle items. So it was good. And remember, all the money goes for that.
Goes to help seniors
who are on fixed incomes who have problems with their utility bills.
And so one more just reminder for everybody who is a customer of Reading Electric Utility. When you pay your bill, if you just sign up for the SHARE program, then you can round up to the nearest dollar or you can do a certain amount or whatever you want to do. And each month when you make your payment for your electric bill, a little bit of that goes into that Power to Seniors program and continues to pay those bills.
We signed up for $5 a month last night. And they said, you know what, if everybody in here signed up for a dollar, it could put the program over the top.
That's right.
So I was going from table to table trying to shame people into it. And Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, was there. She goes, I would love to. I would love to. Carl, I would love to. I don't live with REU. I go, oh. She said, but my mom does. So I looked over at her mom. Her mom goes, okay.
Yeah. Well, so. And again, I'm in PG&E country down in Anderson, but I do have a lot of friends that I know have signed up for that. And it's a really good cooperative effort between REU and the Power to Seniors Program, Older Adult Policy Council, which I believe is still administered through Dignity Health. It used to be Golden Umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great program. The Older Adult Policy Council makes sure that the program is administered properly or your funds are used appropriately. But big difference. Anyway, it was a lot of fun for me, especially because I started it. How many ever years ago that was, it was great to be back last night with a lot of the people that have been there since the beginning.
That was last night, and then today we're here at the Cornerstone Community Bank because we're raising funds for the RABA Salute to Veterans bus pass system. So please, just come on by, drop off your change. The first gentleman came in and handed me like, you know, $2-3, and he went down the other end and he just parked there for a while. Then he comes on back up. A Navy veteran, and he hands me, he says, here's $2.50 more in change. So he'd emptied out his, you know, like mine. It's in my console. I have change everywhere for that.
So every dollar that you donate, RABA will match that with 50 cents, And so then that money goes into bus passes for veterans throughout Shasta County, and they get those through the veteran service officer.
That's right. They make sure that they're veterans that are getting it. Now, we're going to take a quick break here and come back, because I want to hear your thoughts on the election.
Oh, hey, I have some thoughts.
Hey, when you went home last night,
yeah,
how was the sleep number bed?
Well, you know, it was absolutely great. My son called, and I was chatting with him as he was going home, and I could hardly stay awake on my 55 is my setting. It was just so good, I went almost right to sleep.
Well, my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's last night sleep number setting was 45. And you know what? They're having a big Veterans Day sale over at Sleep Number. And you're going to need to go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center to get all the specifics. But let me tell you that on their new 360 smart bed that moves and it adjusts to you as you move through the night, you're going to get a great, great price on this. Not only that, but there are special savings for veterans on the Sleep Number mattresses. You know, and people that know us kid us about it, you know, and even to the point of saying, do you really have a Sleep Number mattress? Well, yeah, we do. And we're, you know what, I can't say things, I can't have live reads, I can't talk about things unless I use them or I know the people or I know the kind of service they give. And you know what, I wouldn't do it because Sleep Number, we were surprised at how well that bed allows you to sleep.
It makes a huge difference and they last forever.
You have a donut. You're eating a donut. Okay. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's about, what, 55? Or is it that hot out there? 55 degrees. It's going to go up to 73 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it is 7:16 in the morning here on the 8th of November, 2018.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm. Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to the Fire Radio, right here at the, guys, we're here in the, parking lot, the Cornerstone Bank, getting feedback here.
I am
getting a slight echo.
Okay. The,
we're looking into the echo. We'll see what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully it'll stabilize.
Oh, and you know what? They're treating us so well, taking great care of us. You know, we've only been doing this for 10 years. So we walked in today without power, without tables, without anything. So I had to, run around, get in our power, get in our tables. And then Cornerstone's given us two chairs because we brought some chairs. Anyway, good morning, everybody. We're down at Cornerstone Community Bank. You're just, checking in with us. We're here down here to collect, donations for bus passes for veterans. Salute to the veterans. And you can donate today from, from now until 1 p.m. today. And for every dollar that we collect, and we've already collected money here already, for every dollar we collect, and thank you, Ellen, for, just dropping off your sum right here, that, Robba will donate 50 cents. So.
And you just drive it. Now we're back in the back of the bank, and so you just pull down like you're on the behind the bank and pull through, and we're right here ready to take that money.
And if you see Q97 truck, we're right behind that because they got prime parking here. But we're right here on the edge, and and somebody's just walking in right now and donating some more money. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. And
get that man's name.
Get his name. Okay.
Oh, good.
And it goes into our little money bag we have here.
And we so appreciate it because he just donated $20, and that means that $30 is going for bus passes for our veterans. And
thank
we
you
so
very
appreciate
much.
It. Thank you so much.
Okay, now, I have to ask you, so I haven't seen you since Tuesday. Well, I saw you last night. We were up at our elbows in soup. And, okay, what's your thoughts? Okay, let's start with the city of Redding. I know you live in Anderson, but the county. What'd you think?
Well, I think it's good. We've got some new blood, and I think that's good. That sometimes a change. We've had a lot of issues over the last several months in both the county and the city. Nothing dramatic has changed, and a lot of studies have been done. Maybe some new blood will bring you some new ideas and move forward with some progress.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on it. You know, Joe Comente won. I mean, he said, "I've got ideas. I know how to get this money." And the pressure's on Joe now. The pressure's on Aaron Reznor and Mike DeQuisto because they're coming in and they're saying, oh, this is these ideas that we have.
So now we're waiting for some action.
I would like to send a shout out to Francie Sullivan. Francie ran a solid campaign. She's been in public life for, you know, for a couple
Long
of decades.
Time.
A couple of decades. Mm-hmm. And she ran a clean, you know, campaign in the sense that she was out there saying, hey, look, this is how we can fix. This is how we can. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And your first name? Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. And then last night, she was there at the soup kitchen.
Classy lady.
She's a very, very classy lady. And she won a bunch of beer, which because she was buying raffle tickets and all that.
Raffle tickets, yeah.
But Francie, you know, Francie has been there. She has championed the workers of the city. She always has. She believes that without you taking care of your employees, that you're not going to be able to do anything. So I would just like to say is thank you to Francie for her service.
While you're digging for your glasses, I'll just read it to you, Carl. A message in the chat room, which we are monitoring when we can. Whom do we make the donation check out to for the Veterans Live Remote? That from listener 5527.
I would say we make it out to Rabba Salute to Veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Rabba and then Honor Veterans.
Salute to Veterans.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Yeah, but thank you very much for that, Anonymous. We have a lot, you know, Anonymous. Okay, and you can just bring it down here and we'll just say thank you very much. Now, okay. That's the the city and the county. And you know, another thing, we want to thank Dave Quixote. Dave's been there for what, 16 years?
16 years.
16 years is Dave has done a lot of service. And if you listen to some of his spots from people that believe in Dave, mm-hmm. and Dave has done a lot of things for people. And I think that this is during one of those years that people have just said, you know what, we need to go a different direction.
Exactly, and I think there was some controversy. I think Joe ran some really good ads specifically about the jail issue that was very controversial when the county turned that money back and didn't take the money to build a new facility. Hindsight tells us that that may have been a bad decision because that jail space would be now available, so that would be a good thing. And thank you so much. We just got another donation. This is great. People are coming through here with $20 bills, and every time that rings up, it's $30. David has had good service to the county. I know he'll still stay involved. We all seem to. But I'm looking forward to some new thoughts and new ideas on the board and perhaps some action that's been sorely missing for a while.
Okay. Now, okay, that's the city and county. Okay, the of course, Brian Daly, easily.
Easily.
One for the assembly. And
Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa.
I want to talk about that. You know, and I talked to Doug a little bit about this last night. And because I said, you know, Doug, what was this thing with the photo? And Audrey Denny pulled it out. And he goes, well, you know what? It was meant to be a, you know, kind of a joke and all that. And I said, I don't know anybody that saw it thought it was a joke.
I don't know. I'm
Audrey Denny had signed something and said, I refuse to take money from corporate PACs.
Okay.
But she did not sign it, said she would not take money from union PACs, which she did. She took a lot of money from them. And it got a lot of traction because what they did is they took what she signed and it said, I promise to raise taxes and do all these other things And they know what they did. They just changed it. They photoshopped it. And my question is: why would you even do that?
I mean, and who did it?
Well, you know who did it. I mean, it was his. It was. Hey. Okay. Thank you
so much.
Yeah, it was some well-intentioned, but not clear on the concept. Marketing and promotion people who don't understand politics very well, and the backlash. I mean, that's kind of stuff. Will turn around and bite you on the bottom.
It was. You know what? And to me, he didn't need to do it. And that was my thing. But I tell you what, Audrey Denny ran at the beginning, she was running, not at the beginning, but she ran a race. She raised more money than everybody else that's ever run against LaMalfa combined.
Well,
combined
it's the first
and raised more
check,
money than him. But the thing is the Republican committee's not going to put a lot of money up here.
No.
It's considered a safe seat.
That's exactly right. And they put their money into those seats that were really challenged and that weren't safe.
Okay. We just got from Robert, I think it's Traeger, who is a gentleman, scholar, and judge of good whiskey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But to your point, Carl, when you hear that, I approve this message, and that goes for the mail and stuff as well, you darn well better know what your people are saying.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I ran a lot of campaigns in the 20 years I was an elected official in Shasta County, and there was never anything that was printed or said that did not have my...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That was you to say anything or put words in my mouth that I'm not going to... responsible for.
Trish, do you remember some years ago on a previous re-election campaign for Mr. LaMalfa, the Holker fluffle with the hustler thing?
And Neil Ronson. It was the Ronson
thing.
And Spanigo, his chief of staff, was suspended from the campaign and then ends up, you know, being unsuspended after LaMalfa wins. Well, this, you know, again, smacks of a Spanigo thing.
Yeah,
well,
know what your people are doing.
Thank
it's Ranger,
so
Rick.
Ranger Rick.
Good morning.
Ranger Rick Ortega, who is now the new commander of VFW Post 1934.
Thank you so much, sir.
The commander.
Oh, yes.
Nice $40 gift there. That's wonderful.
Let's throw some more money in there. Yeah, okay. We're doing great here. Hey, We're getting ready to take a break. But, okay, so we've gone through that. Okay, and when we come back, we're going to have different people stop by here today. But I want to talk about, before we get into the national stuff, about what happened in California. Because there were some flips down here. That one guy that's been in Rohrabacher, what's in Rohrabacher?
In some of the congressional seats?
Yeah, the congressional seats. We flipped a few down here. Of course, ours was pretty safe. Oh, one last thing before we break. Ted Gaines won. He won the State Board of Equalization.
Oh, he did get that.
So he won that. He won that handily.
We picked up some Republican stuff in the state of California.
That means that his Senate seat is open. So let me be the first one to announce, even though he hasn't done it yet, that Russell Hunt is going to – No, I'm sorry, Russell. Just kidding. Hey, I bet you money, anybody, that Brian Daly's going to declare for that.
You got to have a sense of humor about all this. But, yeah, there's some serious stuff here, too.
There's I will bet you that Brian Daly, if that's open, Brian Daly would be foolish not to run for senator.
Absolutely. And an open seat, and we do have term limits in the state of California, Brian will be coming up against it. And let's face it, that's just kind of how it works.
And Brian has got a reputation for working across the aisle.
He's got a great assemblyman.
A great assemblyman. So I think he'd be he'd be a great senator, too. So you've heard it first here. If Ted Gaines won, so the next step would be Brian Daly fleeting up, as we say in the military, to the next step. So, hey, we got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show, we're out here freezing, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And where's Martin and Pam? Martin and Pam? Bring us a heater out here, guys. If you're looking for somebody to take care of your HVAC systems, it's Alliance Heating and Air. You know, any system, any kind, they're trained on all of these. People are all pros. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been in the business for over 25 years. They've got been voted best in the North State. For more information, check out homecomfort.com.
Homecomfort.org.
.org. You're right. Homecomfort.org.
What would you do without me?
I don't know. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. It is 7:32 in the morning, and it's cold.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 each free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Our video here in the parking lot of Cornerstone Community Bank with Trish Clark and me. We're here because we're on the Salute to Veterans.
54 degrees, and it's going to warm up to 63 to, or 72 today. And I hope it does that really quickly.
It's slowly but surely doing that.
It is cold out here.
We're just having our sales department. We have General Jennifer over here. We're just going to have her stretch across all of our laps here, like a lap rug, like a big lap rug right here, so that it cools. Hey, 7:36 in the morning. Hey, come on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. And so many of you have already, drop off a donation. And what this, where the money goes to? It goes to our veterans that ride the RABA buses. And for every dollar donated, RABA will match it with 50 cents. Then the bus passes will go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to be distributed. And speaking of that, we have Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Office's officer.
Yes, good morning, everybody. We're excited about this event. We gave out 600 bus passes this year and 800 last year, and it is a well-needed entity, well-needed
Program.
There you go.
It's early.
It is early, and it's cold
and
out
it's
here.
It's cold out here.
But you're all dressed for it. You got gloves and a fur around your neck.
Right?
And last year, see, we were inside, and as I was driving in this morning, I said to myself, oh, maybe we're going to be outside, as I didn't have a jacket.
Yeah.
But
you now have one from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Exactly.
There.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Celestina, now, when people, how does the system work? Is once RABA gives you, these are bus passes, like for a month, right?
Yes, they are.
And how's the system work?
Well, we not only give out one bus pass a month per veteran, but in November we give out two bus passes, and then we gave out 122 bus passes at Stand Down this year.
Okay.
So the bus pass that allows them to ride
RABA
how many times?
$10 worth.
$10,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And it helps them go to their doctor's appointments, their CMP appointments. It helps them, I believe RABA goes all the way to Bernie and Anderson, mm-hmm. So it helps them come into town.
It goes out to REU. It goes out to Simpson University.
Absolutely.
Simpson and Shasta College.
So they can go to college.
So they can get, so they go out there and they're working. And there's some people that have, one, they don't have cars, but others that may have, they can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is a great way for them to get around. Now, these buses have places for wheelchairs. They have for bicycles you can stick on there. And the good thing about it, though, is you're not leaving, are you, Gordo? Okay. The best thing about this is that it's a community working together, and we've already
Absolutely.
Had a number of people come in here to, we want you to stuff this little money bag so that we can help our veterans around here. And Celestina last night was at the soup kitchen too.
Yes, I was. Absolutely.
What was your soup that you were serving?
The cheese bisque. And I ran out, so they gave me the cream of tomato bisque, and I ran out, and then I started serving beans and
pork and beans.
Yes.
All those soups were incredible, and all the restaurants. Again, a big shout out to when you go into these restaurants now, and there were so many of them.
I can probably get most of them. It starts out, of course, with Mary's Pizza Shack.
Absolutely.
You know, Sierra Gibbs.
Yes.
You go to Carlina's. You go to Cleary's. You go to Corbett's. You have
Market
Red Line. You have
Market Street Steakhouse.
Market Street Steakhouse.
Carlene's.
Carlene's.
Carnegie's.
Carnegie's. And
Corbett's. Corbett's.
Corbett's was there. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's, you know, just,
and Kathy's Deli has been from the very
Street,
beginning.
Yeah, Market Street Steakhouse.
Oakmont.
Oakmont and the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and when you go
yeah.
into any of those restaurants, and you just say, tell them thank you for their getting involved in that. It's really great.
Yeah, you know, and so anyway, but so mm-hmm. thanks again for serving out
Absolutely.
There. You're a vital member
my
of our
pleasure.
Community.
It's my honor to do that.
Okay, now.
Remind everybody we're at the Cornerstone Community Bank. They need to just drive around in the back and drop off their donation.
Follow your flag. Follow
Absolutely.
The flag. You'll see, and right across from the big blue bus, you're going to see Carl, Trish, Bad Bob, Celestina, Jennifer, and Gordo, my Marine buddy out here. Who's
and
got
we're
himself,
just sitting here waiting for your money.
Yeah, all sitting here and throwing themselves in front of your car.
Absolutely. Please come on down.
Jennifer's going to climb on your hood and not leave until she gets a certain amount of money. That's right. She,
you know,
so she drives around the neighborhood with you. Okay, well, Celestina, thanks.
Now we just should be committed.
Yeah, it probably is going to get me in trouble later on. I can tell you right now. I saw her writing it down for later on for the labor board.
Yeah.
Today, come on down. Celestina Traver has been with us. She's a Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. How many veterans a year come through there?
Come through
Your
our
office.
Office.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can tell you probably about 6,000. We have about 9,000 on our caseload, and we are 2,000 more veterans and new cases than we had last year.
So it's 6,000 or 9,000?
It's 6,000 current open cases.
Oh, current open cases.
Yes.
So,
and it's a rotation. Each of my vet reps have about 200 cases they're constantly working on.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're always checking in and pulling the people I haven't been in for a while in and checking on them.
Okay. Thank you so much for you and all your people. You know, you're the face of it, but you're also the heart over there. You have been there at the office for, what, 10 years? 8 years?
Nine years.
And it went through all of those drastic changes over the period of time. We had such great, great, great veteran service officers. Then we went mm-hmm. through a spate of not so good. And then we got Tommy Keyes, who's tried to start picking it up again, but Tommy fell in love and he left.
He did.
And they finally, you know, kicked you up to the spot where you needed to be. So thank you, Celestina, for
Absolutely.
Everything you do for our veterans. And thank you for your service.
Thank you. But, thank you for yours, Carl.
Well, you know what?
Even though you're a Marine.
I know, Army.
Whoa, I'm Army
you know
strong.
What, you know what? Army. Army means aren't ready to be a Marine yet.
Make a donation here.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
Celestina.
Welcome.
Okay, we got somebody else we want to talk to here. Hop in there, Gordo. Oh, yeah, no,
get
in here.
Get down here on the microphone.
There you go.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. I stopped by to say hi, and that's what I'm saying is hi.
Okay, we're saying hi, but Gordon is one of our Marines here, works out at the Veterans Home. And
nice.
How's that going?
It's going terrific.
How do you like it out there? I mean, is it – you've got all those other elderly, senior veterans out there from World War II, Korea.
We do, and – I'll tell you,
both male and female.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. I kind of take it as a, for most of the people there that work there, I think they really do a noble thing. There's a lot of people that work really, really hard to keep them comfortable and happy, and I try to make myself one of those people that do that.
Well, you do that. And Gordon, we're going to see Gordon on the
And there's Miss Linda.
Hello, Miss Linda.
with her co-pilot, Smokey.
With her gloves and hat and... No.
She looks like she's ready for a day at the
slopes. And she's making Linda. A donation. There you go.
There were actually any snow up there.
Wow. Hey, thank you, honey.
All right.
Wow.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
She's asking if Trish needs a hood.
Linda offered Trish her hoodie.
Oh.
She's got all kinds of warm stuff in there.
Thank you, honey. You coming back? No. Okay.
She and the Elk Killer have missions to perform.
Okay.
Elk Killer's giving us away from the car here as Linda's right. going off to fun stuff.
They're off to the dog park. Off to the dog park. Anyway, Gordon is also part of Semper Fi 2 and will be presents the flag at special events, at funerals, and will be at the Marine Corps Ball this Saturday, which, by the way, is sold out. And there's still people calling in for tickets.
Isn't that terrific? That holds 300 people.
Yeah.
I think that's just great.
And Mike Terrace, who is one that tries to keep the tickets straight and get the seating, he's going crazy. I saw him Monday. He goes, okay, we're already sold out. But look, he's got like a handful of envelopes with people sending them back in. And then since then, people have called me and said, can I get a ticket? And I went, oh, yeah, call Mike Terrace. He's waiting. And gave him his phone number. Anyway. Okay. Gordon, thank you so much for your service, buddy.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say hi and have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You bet.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to ask you a question, but we need to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark and her crew. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, she's there to help. Go to Reading Home Helpers. I'm sorry, homehelpersreading.com, or give us a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:46 in the morning, and it is cold.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the Cornerstone Community Bank parking lot. I'm getting a little feedback. Or is it going? Okay.
That's not going out over the air. It takes a few seconds for the Skype to sync up.
Whoa. And believe it or not, it's a little chilly out here today. It's like, what do you think, Trish?
It's a little windy. Well, it's 54 degrees and supposedly going to warm up to 71. And it can do that just any time because that wind is cold.
You know, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out in Anderson, give a call,
365-3793.
That's what I said, 3793. Didn't I say that? I thought I said that. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a better-known business out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. Bastiani Arms, it's the only place I go to buy firearms is right there. They have not only a great selection of firearms, they have all the accessories, they have great gunsmithing. In fact, I'm going over there today to or tomorrow to have a new trigger put into my rifle. So as hunting season is coming closer and closer. The great people, it's private, it's locally owned, locally run. Go over and see them on Larkspur. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, I'm here with Trish Clark, and let's go on to something else of how the
State of California, you know, John Cox came really close for a Republican. That was a closer race than I thought it was going to be. I mean, he got 48% of the vote. 44%?
I think it was maybe 44. It wasn't 48, I don't think.
Let's
just say it is 48. It is close.
Well, but better than I thought he would do, actually. I mean.
But Gavin Newsom will think of this as a landslide victory.
Oh, God. Yeah. So unfortunately, he did win.
I think the state may have gone into the supermajority again, too. We'll have to check on that. But if it's supermajority, that means that they can just push taxes, tax raises, take your guns away. They can just do all these things.
Sanctuary state.
And Gavin Newsom is, you know, he was floating the single-payer health care system, which will quadruple the budget of the state. And then he backed off when even Democrats were going, you're crazy. But you know what? Once he's in there. The one thing about Brown, you know, people didn't like Jerry Brown. He's so liberal. He was the most conservative person in Sacramento when it comes to the Democrats. And he would veto some of these stupid bills. And there's some bills coming up. There's some bills coming up that's going to really impact on our police and our law enforcement agencies, you know, where it goes from reasonable, what the reasonable officer would do to a necessary. Was it necessary? And this right there will, you think you have problems finding young men and women that want to be police officials or law enforcement officers. Wait till that passes. And you find out that if you, in the split second, and you're forced to use your firearm, that a year or 2 years later, there's going to be a board looking at it and say, well, was that necessary?
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't make it out, but it's coming back around again. So, okay, what do you think about the national, the flipping the House?
Well, certainly I was hopeful that was not going to happen. I think what we have to recognize is that we had 45 Republicans who did not seek reelection.
Yeah.
When you lose the incumbency in that many seats, and the money that was nationally spent on Democratic races, I think it's incredible that we didn't lose more than we did. I think what we end up with 26
if you've got to look at
it flipped.
It may have been more than that. I think it may have been like 30. But here's the other thing you have to look at. If you compare it to other times, that the party in power usually loses that midterm. Well,
oh, absolutely.
Clinton lost. It was like 60.
Obama lost the most.
Well, Clinton lost like 55 congressional seats and like 4 Senate seats. Obama was like 60 something and 7 Senate seats. And this one, the Democrats took back the House, but the Republicans actually gained spots. And it was in those states that voted for Trump, but that their senators voted against Kavanaugh. They took him out, and one of them in North Dakota wasn't even close at that point. I mean, they just hammered her.
Well, and I think that so many people said that this was a referendum against Trump trying to make it out to be something really bad. I will tell you that if, in fact, it was a referendum on Trump, then he won, because all 9 of the 12 seats that he really campaigned for won. Nine of the 11 senatorial districts. I think that this is going to be one of the things that I have always been concerned about are the courts. I think we saw how important it was with the 2 appointments that have been made to the Supreme Court now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great opportunity for in the next couple of years that there may be at least one more or maybe 2 more that seats that could be come up. And I think that's so important. We now have the senator there, and he's going to be able – I mean, the senator's there that will be able to put anybody we want to on the Supreme Court. So I think that's great. And I and all the other appointments for the courts and the judicial system are going to be really important in the next coming years. And we've got that shored up. Also, the cabinet appointments, he shouldn't have any trouble making those and filling the spots that he wants to with good people. So
now here's a chance to see also if – Hello, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're here to thank you very much. Gosh, you know, people are
the nicest
people in the world. You know, they come in and tell us how, you know, how much they appreciate us and all those things. But you know what? If we're down here at the Cornerstone Community Bank, Trish and I are, along with Bad Bob and Jennifer, and we're out here, we're accepting donations for the Rob Salute to the Veterans and cause, where for every dollar that's donated, Robin matches it with 50 cents, and then all of these passes, last year they handed out 600, the year before that, 800, and the...
someone else coming through here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We so appreciate it.
Quite the flow through here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have people driving in the back here. We're in the parking lot of the Cornerstone Bank,
right.
and people are coming through and giving us donations. Again, remind you that we're here. If for every dollar that is donated, Robba gives 50 cents, backs that with 50 cents. So
And the passes go through our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, so you know for sure that it's going to go to veterans that are in need here.
They can take them to their doctor's appointments and all different places, and it's just a really good project.
And all, it's a great thing. Now, going back, here's the thing is, here's the Democrats are going to be charged, whether it's Pelosi or not, we do not know.
That's going to be a battle. They'll take up a few months deciding that, I think. Let them fight among themselves for a while and leave us alone.
Well, you know what? They're going to go into it now. Are they going to impeach, are they going to impeach Kavanaugh? They're going to come up. I mean, you already know there's going to be all types of these investigations, but that's going to hurt them.
Yes,
I think
it
when he gets in there, because they're the ones going to have to bring out the budget. They're the ones going to have to do this. Now, Trump's got a firewall there in the Senate, so it's got to go through the Senate. And the Senate can, you know, change it, send it back to him. But Pelosi said she wanted to reach out. She says there are bipartisan things we can agree on, like infrastructure.
Like impeaching Trump.
And impeaching Trump. We can all agree on that.
Impeach Kavanaugh.
But she did not say that. There were other – but the members of the committees, the senior committees, Maxine Waters and banking. What's wrong with this? You've got Schiff that's going to be in there and the Judicial Committee that all he wants to do is impeach people. But here it goes back to this. They can, if they can start on something like infrastructure, wouldn't that be great? So that they can actually get the roads fixed. And it's something we can all get behind, puts even more people to work. Because no matter what the Democrats say, they do not want to slow this economy down.
Well, you know, let me ask you a question about you may not know, this would be a good question for Congressman LaMalfa. There's several pieces of really good legislation that have passed the House and have been sent on to the Senate. Is there an opportunity now for this current Senate while they're in the lame duck section, to go forward and pass some of those things before the Democrats take over in January?
There might be. I would imagine there could be. That they, you know,
there's a lot of good legislation passed
before
the House.
They leave.
Exactly.
They can get it passed.
It's not like you got to worry about your job.
But then in the Senate, here it is, the Senate, who just has got all, you know, the ones that have lost their jobs.
But why not now? They don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So why not go ahead and pass some of that good stuff through that they've been fighting for years?
You would think that they could.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Well, that'd be a good opportunity.
But you know what? I hate to say this because this is just the way he is, but he needs to dial it back and reach out to the Democrats.
Oh, no.
It doesn't mean you have to agree.
You know what?
But at least you can try.
When have they ever dialed back and reached out to the Republicans?
I'm saying is that
elections have consequences. Do you remember that?
Elections do have consequences.
That's exactly
and
right.
What, you know, this not reaching out, not trying to take the higher road is ridiculous. It's hurting the country.
Exactly. I think he should reach out and say, what can we compromise on? And if they want to have everything their way, then tell them, no, elections have consequences. I won.
You know what? There's another good reason why that's going to work. All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we've got a lot of people we want to be talking to. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is KCNR 1460 Shasta Ready.
KCNR Shasta Ready.
Like I said that.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The gunman in last night's horrific attack at a Los Angeles area bar has been identified as 28-year-old Ian David Long. The Marine Corps veteran was armed with a legally purchased Glock 21 45 caliber handgun, according to Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean.
The handgun is designed to hold, in California, 10 rounds and one in the chamber. This weapon did have a extended magazine on it.
Dean says Long is among the 13 people killed. He's believed to have taken his own life. Also killed in the attack in Thousand Oaks, a longtime member of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office.
Sergeant Ron Helis is a 54-year-old, 29-year veteran of the Sheriff's Office. He's married with a grown son. And as I've said several times, he went in there to save people and made the ultimate sacrifice.
Dean says the suspect, who lived in Newberry Park, California, was known to law enforcement and may have suffered PTSD. Dean adds investigators have spoken to Long's relatives. The sheriff says it apparently was not a random attack, but right now, nothing on a motive. New questions about the future of the special counsel's Russia probe, now that President Trump has named a new acting attorney general.
After requesting and receiving the resignation of Jeff Sessions, the president named Matthew Whitaker as the acting AG. In that role, he now has the authority to oversee the remainder of Robert Mueller's probe. Before joining the Justice Department, he questioned the scope of the Russia investigation and spoke publicly about ways an attorney general could possibly stymie the investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fall has landed Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the hospital. The 85-year-old fractured several ribs in the fall, happened last evening in her office at the High Court. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Aviary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Aviary Fund's Trader Development Program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Aviary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's B-U-Z-Z to 48542 to join the Aviary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
Japan's Toshiba Corporation is liquidating its British subsidiary NuGen, which was set up to build a new nuclear plant in the UK.
Toshiba's decision was widely expected after talks to sell NuGen to Korea's nuclear operator KEPCO collapsed in the summer. It is possible the project could still be salvaged, but one government source, quoted by the Financial Times newspaper, said he was not optimistic. The demise of the Moorside project is in part a casualty of the collapse of Toshiba's North American nuclear subsidiary. In 2017, that company, Westinghouse Electric, declared bankruptcy after massive cost overruns.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. South Korean foreign minister says U.S. officials told Seoul that it was North Korea that canceled nuclear talks this week between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a high-ranking North Korean official. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The man who smashed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sentenced to 3 years probation after pleading no contest to a felony count of vandalism.
In addition, a judge also sentenced 24-year-old Austin Michael Clay to attend psychological counseling and pay more than $9,400 to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. He must also perform community service. Clay had taken a pickaxe to the Trump star on the Hollywood Boulevard last July, The star recognizes Mr. Trump's work for the TV show The Apprentice. The damage was quickly repaired. George Bonzani reporting.
Well, following yesterday's big gains, Wall Street stocks narrowly mixed this morning. Investors awaiting word on the latest on short-term interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 23 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 18 points, and the S&P currently off 3.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the parking lot of Cornerstone Community Bank. As we're down here for Robin's Salute to the Veterans, and we are collecting hundreds and hundreds of dollars from people that are coming through because when you donate, for every dollar you donate, Robin donates 50 cents or matches it with 50 cents, and all of these go to bus passes for those military or those veterans that need some assistance on this. Last year they gave out over 600 bus passes. The year before that, over 800. And a lot of it is on how much is donated. So come on down here. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, an enhanced walk-in humidor, and great customer service. I'm here with Trish Clark, who's going to give us the weather, and it's just balmy.
It's just balmy here, and it's about 55 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 72, a low of 43. And those are the figures for pretty much all of the week. We don't have any sunshine, or we have sunshine, no rain. In the future, maybe a little bit by next Tuesday, a little bit of cloudiness and what have you. I'm making up the weather report from the last hour because my phone has just died. Okay, here we go. 71 this afternoon. This is so interesting in the parking lot in the cold.
It didn't die. It froze.
It froze. I think that's exactly what happened. But anyway, the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Okay. Sharon Clark is rolling in here, and I'm going to probably hand over one of the microphones to her as I slowly walk around here drinking coffee. But we're here with Joanne from Shasta Regional Medical Center and Pauline from the YMCA right here in town. So, ladies, move in there a little bit, and we're talking. You two are on the same. Are you two on the same chair?
Yeah, we are.
You know what?
It's really cold out here.
They're cuddling because it's really cold.
Hey, you know what? That looks pretty cool. Can I get over there too? And we can all sit there together. Okay. Now you're here in a twofold way concerning diabetes. Okay. Well, let's start with the medical side, and then we'll roll over to Pauline on the physical side.
Okay. So November is National Diabetes Month. And our big push here is for people to identify that they have diabetes. So 1 in 7 in the population has type 2 diabetes. And out of that 1 in 7, about 25% don't know they have it. So we're doing a great event to help people identify whether or not they have it. Shasta Regional is going to be sponsoring blood sugar testing next Tuesday at our medical professional building. And it is right behind Mary's Pizza. And we just moved in. 1355 East Street.
Okay, so you go over and have a pizza. Come on over and get your blood tested. No, that's not the way it happens.
No.
So what are the requirements for this, just to get your blood tested?
So actually, you don't have to be fasting. So just come on by, and the educators will be available if they have any questions. We're happy to talk to them. We'll have some refreshments available. So come on in and just stick out your arm.
Okay. Now, it's just a little prick, and you take, right?
I mean, it's actually a blood draw because it's a very accurate reading.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we're giving.
And do they need to be fasting?
They do not need to be fasting.
No fasting. They're just going to take some blood, and then they're going to tell you what your blood sugar is.
Yes.
And if it's above a certain level, they're going to tell you that, hey, you know what, it looks like you're on, you know, pre-diabetes or diabetes or whatever.
Yes.
And they're going to talk to you about how to handle that.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. And we have partnered with the YMCA, who is going to be
YMCA is launching a new program. We'll be starting it in January, but is a diabetes prevention program. So for those people who are identified as having elevated blood glucose, but they're not quite diabetic yet, this is where we really want to help these people prevent from going into type 2 diabetes. So
because if you lose weight and you exercise in this way, You know, a lot of people say, you know, that are on drugs that you see in the nation. We're talking kids 12 years old.
Yes.
You know, that are in there. But if you drop weight and you exercise, you don't have to be on meds.
That's exactly right. And the study is very evident that doing those two things, like you said, dropping a little bit of weight and exercising, will help prevent you, most likely, from developing type 2 diabetes.
A lot of the food, the pre-prepared food that you know, nobody cooks from scratch anymore.
Right, right.
And am I correct in assuming that that's a lot of the problem we have with our young people with the diabetes?
Yeah, you know, it's there's a lot of issues going on. I mean, as this epidemic has hit us, we now have mothers who've had diabetes who are having children who are at much higher risk, and it really is a tsunami that's hit us in
it
terms
really
of this
is.
Diabetes
you know,
epidemic.
And in fact, they're saying is that obesity is a worse problem than, you know, alcohol and things like this, because it's starting with kids that are, I mean,
yeah,
you're seeing kids pre-diabetic at 10, 12 years
four.
Old. Four years old. Now, what is, because it changes, you know, things change, like, you know, the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody gets a blood glucose reading of?
So a fasting blood sugar. So somebody goes in and gets their fasting blood sugar between 100 and 125, that's pre-diabetes. The nice thing with pre-diabetes is it's reversible. You haven't, we think you haven't had any damage to the pancreas yet. Once you cross over to 126 or above at a fasting blood sugar, we diagnose you with type 2 diabetes. And at that point, we know there have been changes in the pancreas. So you can't reverse it, but you certainly can do exercise and diet to control it without having to go on to medication.
Okay.
In most cases.
In most cases. Okay. So, you know, and it's important for your kids to, you know, and the other things too is sometimes you could be diabetic and be working out a lot. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, so 80% of our patients with type 2 diabetes are overweight. 20%
right.
are not. So it's not just a weight issue.
It's genetics
and it's an issue with the pancreas, but it's very controllable. Changes in diet, changes in exercise.
So coming down to the Shasta Regional Medical Center to be tested on what day again?
Tuesday,
and it's for everybody. It's not just, I mean, it could be anybody.
Everyone.
It's free.
Everyone.
It's free.
It's free. You don't have to have a fat. You don't need to be fasting. Come down. Just get tested.
We'll have so many resources there for you. Like we talked about, whether it's for prevention or treatment,
mm-hmm.
and 6 a.m. we're starting early. So come in before work. We'll be there from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be doing it inside, so it won't be cold.
You know, what's really cute is you got the two people talking about, you know, hey, you got to keep staying in shape and all this. And there's these two ladies that are sitting here on the same little chair.
Yeah.
So obviously that they, you know, you guys are walking the walk, too. You're just not talking the talk. You two are walking the walk. But you, yeah, Pauline, you're just barely wearing anything out here. I mean, my God.
It's really, I want to give a shout out to Chris Wagner. She just came by and gave me this really nice fur coat thing.
There you go.
Now.
Wow. You can tell, too. It's, wind's blowing just a little bit.
It is.
Okay. You know what we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick early break here and get out of the way and let Sharon Clark, who is standing behind me. Sharon, you're not wearing a lot either there, kiddo.
You can't have my fur.
You know what? Anyway, hey, we are here in the Cornerstone Community Bank lot because we are collecting money for WABA, for the Salute to the Veterans, and all of this money is going to the to ensure that veterans will be getting bus passes. And they use these bus passes. A lot of times they're older veterans, and they don't drive, or maybe they've been disabled, and RABA is their way of getting around out to REU, to the colleges around town. And like I said, RABA is matching. For every dollar, they're matching it with 50 cents. Last year, we had 600 bus passes that were given to veterans through the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. The year before, 800. And it's limited by the amount of money we collect. So this is a great time to come by. We've been filling up our bag here with money. And, if it's just, you know, if you got a dollar, that's fine. Just roll through here. We're on Cypress and we're right across, of course, it's Cornerstone Community Bank across from Lithia, Chevrolet. And just come on in here. Plus the fact there's like 12 beautiful women just all sitting around here and two really good looking guys. Then, you know, we try to cover everything right here. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatment. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Jump into the chat room at 1460.com if you'd like to join us here. We're doing a live remote.
KCNR 1460.com.
KCNR 1460.com, yes, at the chat room. We're down doing the salute to veterans. I'm joined now. Carl has wandered off to drink coffee, and I'm joined as co-hosting the rest of the show with Clark.
Good morning, Trish.
Oh, it's good to have you here,
Trish. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just snuggled between you and Bob out here. It's a little chilly.
Well, thanks to my good friend, Trish. She came by and brought me this really warm, fuzzy coat, and I'm just feeling great. And I think we're adjusting microphones.
Yeah, if you can, if anybody can pull off, like, that fur coat, Trish with cowboy boots, it's you.
It's really warm, and I'm really enjoying it.
Ladies, I want to break in here really quickly. We have a fire near Polga, which is down in Butte County. Cal Fire says resources being called from throughout the state. Of course, we do have extremely high fire danger today. It may be cool, but it's extremely dry and extremely windy, and a fire will get started. The town of Polga, and I'll have to look up where that is, but they are being evacuated.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had you having
once again down in Butte County.
Look at that. We just got a great check through. oh my God, for $250 from Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Thank you so much. That's boy, and that Rabba is going to match that with what, $125? So that's a great donation.
Wonderful.
For our veterans.
So
thank you so much.
Awesome.
We're down here at the Cornerstone Bank. Remind you to just drive behind on Hempstead and Cypress, across from Lithia Chevrolet, and drop off your checks. And great, great time today.
So Trish, for those people just tuning in, and me being one of them, just kind of getting here and getting on board with this event, so what exactly does the money go for? What exactly does it cover?
It goes for bus passes, and they're administered through the Shasta County Veterans Office, and it enables our veterans to have bus passes so they can get to their doctor's offices. They get one pass a month, a $10 pass, so they can ride the bus several times. They go to college. They can, wherever Rabba goes, they can use that bus pass.
That's so it's administered through the Veterans Services Office. That's
right.
Good oversight. We want to be sure the funds go to the people that need them, right?
Absolutely. It's a great program for our veterans.
And so Rabba's matching 50 cents per dollar. So, yes, come on by if you have some extra change in your car and you want to do something great for our veterans. Let's start the year off right.
Absolutely, and you can't miss it because there's flags all over the place, and we're just several radio stations out gathering money and making this a great event for our veterans.
And say hi to the Clarks.
And say hi to the Clarks, absolutely. I'm really feeling comfortable now. I wish that Chris had come by an hour earlier.
I don't know, and I'm in between you guys, so that's perfect. Well,
yeah.
The sun's coming up now, so I think it's going to get a little bit warmer.
So, Sharon, we were talking yesterday about some new laws that are coming into the state of California, and I want to talk a little bit about what we were talking about, is that the increase in the minimum wage.
Yeah, one of my favorite subjects right now, Trish.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people don't understand. They have an idea that this minimum wage thing is really helping a lot of people, and I think that what they don't understand is that a lot of your small businesses, a lot of your, certainly the nonprofits in Chester County, every time this minimum wage kicks in, there's no way for the operators of these nonprofits and small businesses to increase their income to pay that. So what it generally means is that somebody loses a job because we have to pay higher salary for the employees. A lot of time that translates into somebody losing their job entirely. And a lot of those people then bounce up into a higher income and are actually end up losing some other benefits that they have.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely have, you know, I employ about 65 caregivers at home helpers, and I always paid above minimum wage, but I was never forced to pay such high minimum wage. And so going up to $12 on January 1st, my bottom line will cost me about $65,000 day one to cover that increase, which some of that I'll have to pass on to my senior clients because I just can't afford it. And my staff have noticed, I've heard this from multiple caregivers, some of these folks are single moms, they're working, they're going to school, they're, you know, getting up into higher brackets to lose some help with schooling or child care benefits, and they're trying to better themselves. They also have noticed some of the expenses that they have, you know, eating out and things in town are going up accordingly. So they're in a higher tax bracket. They're getting taxed more. With all of that, of course, my workers' comp goes up. And naturally, my workers' comp rates just industry-wide for caregiving are going up anyway. So, yeah, it really seems like no one wins here. I mean, the senior's going to get a higher hourly rate. The caregivers are losing some benefits and paying more for goods and services to cover that. We all pay more taxes because of it. You know, the state wins, I think, really more than the average, you know, minimum wage worker, I think. And a lot of
thank you so much.
Thank you. A lot of people don't realize that, including even some of my staff. When I explain to them, you know, it's just we're being forced. Oh my gosh,
we have a visitor. It's a big tortoise. A really big tortoise.
Wow,
is that where Turtle Bay gets its name?
And he's
a veteran. How old is he? 100 years old. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we have. Yeah,
that's
I would
awesome.
Say so. 100-year-old tortoise, and he's just checking. He's
going into the bank with
he's
him.
He's going into the bank, yeah.
He's got him carrying him on his arm. That's funny.
So I think, you know, we pass these laws, and then when they actually go into effect, I think that there's some unintended consequences. Those starting jobs, entry jobs, used to be for a lot of our young kids that would come in, but it somehow just doesn't make a lot of sense to have to hire somebody to flip hamburgers and pay them $12 an hour.
Yeah, it's really, and I can see in certain, you know, communities maybe if you've got a really high cost of living and people's and the wages are not, you know, lining up properly, but that's not really the issue for Shasta County. We have really affordable living and it's a really affordable community. So, and again, from a business standpoint, it's a struggle for me, but then again, hearing the caregivers who it's supposed to benefit, who aren't really thrilled about it and aren't excited about it, and how they recognize things are going up, you know, accordingly for them as far as, you know, eating out or dry cleaning or whatever those businesses are, you know, buying a juice that had that in a minimum wage employee, they're going to have to, you know, pass that on too.
Well, and I think the other thing that I remember, I don't think that our young people, our kids in high school and what have you, are able to now get jobs like they used to. We used to have places available for young children to work after school and on weekends and kind of learn how to get into the working world. People are not hiring kids for those jobs anymore. Now those jobs are being filled by people. And I don't think that the minimum wage was ever intended to be the wage you made for the rest of your life.
Right, right. Yeah, my first job, and I'm sure you can top me, but my first job was at the skating rink for $3.35 an hour. You know, cleaning the popcorn machine. And
well, I'm a little older than you are, Sharon, because I remember my first job was, I mean, when I started making $1 an hour, I thought I had gone to heaven.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. No, this has just been great. You know, I remind everybody that we're behind Cornerstone Bank, and we're right on the corner of Cypress and Hempstead. Just pull around in the back parking lot. Sharon Clark and I are here with Bob, and we're ready to take your donations. And Jennifer's right out there. She's going to come to your car. And
you don't even have to get out. It's like a drive-through donation point.
It absolutely is, and we're so appreciating everybody coming by.
Even if you have that $5, again, Rob is going to match 50 cents per dollar. So whatever you have, I always have change in my car and in the console there. So whatever you've got, swing on by, and we'll take your change. As my daughter used to say, oh, I didn't get my change. It was just like 50 cents.
Yeah. So if you bring you bring $5, they're going to get $7.50. You bring $10, they're going to get $15, and so on.
And we had a $250 donation a little while ago. I'm just tickled with that. So we're just down here, and these bus passes enable our veteran population to get around. You know, some of them don't have a car right now. Some of them can no longer drive for whatever reason. But this gives them the ability to, some of the younger ones who are just getting started, just got back, and they're going to college, that gives them an opportunity to do that. The passes are administered through the Veterans Service Office, and so we know that they're going to the people that really need them, and this is just a great program. Rob is matching it. Hope you come by and visit us this morning.
Salute our veterans this morning.
And, oh, now we have
Linda. You know, when you're on the dais for the Thanksgiving Day parade and you see everybody in there, the only thing that's not coming out of our mouths right now is, like, the steam.
I know.
But I'm listening to you guys this morning, and it all sounds so great, and it's just a beautiful, warms your heart when you see that people are stopping on their way, and you look at the flags, and while I was driving over the Cypress Bridge, I could see the two eagles flying around. No, I don't think they were vultures. I think they were the eagles flying around for their nest. And it's just a beautiful morning. And this is why we love this community.
And they've got their flags all set up on the street there.
Yes.
It's blowing in the wind. It's a beautiful
sight.
Beautiful sight.
Yes.
And we know that people are listening to the radio station because my friend Chris came by and gave me a fur coat because I was so cold.
It's beautiful, too.
She looks good in that, doesn't she?
Yes,
like,
she sure does.
I don't know if Chris is going to get it back.
I don't think you're going to get it back. I think,
Chris, we're going to have to talk.
It's going to be on borrowed terms only. So, and thank you so much again for both of you, Clark and Clark. And you have a show next week.
Yes,
we're next Thursday.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Okay. But, just here for a little bit longer. And, again, our little Cornerstone Community Bank envelope has a lot of generous donations. We're still looking for more. And, of course, Chris, you have a really good – I mean, Trish, you have a really good breakdown on what exactly today is. So you can tell if somebody's just tuning in, they're on their way with their kids, they're digging in. We don't care if it's quarters. We don't care if it's dollars. Just bring whatever you can.
Exactly, and they can just come here behind us at on Hempstead and Cypress. It's a salute to veterans. We're gathering donations for bus passes for our veterans. And for every dollar you donate, the ARABA will kick in 50 cents. So that's, you know, time and a half on your money, and you come by, and every little bit helps. And so we'll, each one of the veterans will then get a pass for the month. So they can ride to their doctor's appointments, and those are all distributed through the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
And thank you, Raba, for doing that.
Absolutely, and Celestine is here this morning with us and wandering around at the different radio stations. So come by and visit with us.
We're stuck between Q97. We're Q97's out on the street. There's their truck. We're in the middle. 104.3 K Shasta's on that side. The Celestine with the flag. So, you know, we love your donations. Come by, say hi to us.
Yeah, and Trish and I might even pose for a photo with you.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. My fur coat and cowboy boots. I mean, come on.
We'll give you a selfie with me and Trish if you want to come by.
If I may, I'd like to interject at this point. We are receiving reports of a big fire down in Butte County that is causing the evacuation of a town. We have extremely low humidity, very high winds, and incredibly dry conditions on as far as our fuels are concerned. Today is not a day to take it easy and go out and light off the yard, you know, the dooryard burning. Let's be extremely careful and get through this because we are in a red flag situation today.
Man, I please want to remind you, again, I witnessed people driving down the freeway, flipping cigarettes out of their car. Please, please, please. Do not be doing that.
Can we bring back public flogging for that sort of thing?
Well, we have someone coming in here, and they're just going to give some money. And
all right. Well, let's go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break, ladies.
All right, and we'll be right back and put more in to these messages.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll.
And welcome back. I was just really loving that music that he brought us back by this. But welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're down here at the Cornerstone Bank. We're doing a salute to veterans and gathering donations for our veterans so they can have bus passes. So please stop by. We've got some people coming in right now to make a donation. We so appreciate having you all come by. And I'm joined here this morning with Sharon Clark. And we have Linda Vaught with us.
Well, I just popped in to say you guys are doing a great job.
Well, this is just fun to be out here, and it's warming up now. I'm feeling a whole lot better than I was at 7
it's
o'clock.
It's a lot on your shoulders. And by the way, thank you, Sharon. You've been you've got a great show. The two of you have a show together, but you've got your own show in the mornings and Home Helpers. You've been with us since the beginning. And, you know, I find out so much interesting information about what you were sharing with our listeners this morning about what's happening with you and the minimum wage and some of the bills and things that we need to look towards. One of the things I do want to point out, you know, the guy you were talking about, this tortoise that was here, and we were not kidding. This is not a Turtle Bay person.
No, this is a tortoise, 100 years old.
This guy, a veteran, has rescues and has over 90 tortoises.
Wow.
In Anderson that he's rescued. And you know how people can be sometimes with little tiny turtles.
They get these exotic animals. You don't think about a lifespan of 100 years.
Exactly. And they get tired of them and move and next or whatever. And, you know, here's a guy who's got a heart for that.
When you take
them
into captivity like that, you're totally right, Linda, that now they can't be released. And now who's going to take care of a tortoise for 100 years?
Yeah, he said, this is my veteran.
Yeah, that's what he said. This is my veteran. Tristan.
And, yeah. And you know that you're absolutely right. I actually will tell you that I have one in my neighborhood who, and I have no idea where this tortoise lives, but every once in a while he ends up in my backyard. And I can never figure out, number one, how he gets in there, because I kind of am fenced all the way around, and he's pretty big like that one. And then all of a sudden, I don't know that they can move that fast, because I'll go in the house to get a camera or a picture, and he's gone.
It's the stealthy tortoise.
We had a bunny we had a white bunny when we first moved in, and every now and then I thought, oh, my God, I have a dead rabbit in the backyard, because it just was stayed still, and then it would move around, and it ran around the neighborhood.
Wow.
Someone's Easter present that got loose one year. Figured out how to live.
But he was there for 2 or 3 years, and I think the people move. I think they left the cage open, had a cage in the back and let it open. But, I mean, he would go in the front. I was worried he was going to get hit by a car, but, just, you know, bunny smart.
There you go. Well, we're down here at Cornerstone Community Bank doing the salute to veterans. And, again, if you want to swing by here, we're here until 9, and you want to donate for every dollar donated, RABA will contribute 50 cents to give bus passes to our veterans. So come on down if you're heading into the office or out running around, swing on by, and we'll take your donation here. And you can say hi to the Clarks and the bots.
I just noticed this lady walking by doing the skirt hang-on thing, which is sort of instinctive when you...
when you're a lady, and it always seems like when you wear a skirt, it's a windy day. I don't know what happens with that, but...
I'm gonna rip myself out to be a skirt.
By the way, for those of you wondering what the occasional snap, crackle, pops is, we're in a very windy situation, so it overloads the mics. Also, static is a big thing today, along with these winds, dry conditions. So, again, when you're playing with your computer or whatever, kind of ground yourself first so you don't zap your computer by accident. Little tip there, but be really safe with fire today.
And you were talking about the fire threat, Bob. You were talking about the fire threat earlier.
Yeah, we are in a red flag warning. In fact, a fire down in Butte County near the town of Polga went from a start to 1,000 acres in a little over an hour. A whole town down there being evacuated. Cal Fire calling for resources from all over the place. That could be us if we are not careful today.
Well, and we did have two starts yesterday in Redding, grass fires that could very quickly have gotten totally out of control. And we need to, you know, be very, very careful. Again, I can't say it often enough. Please don't be throwing your cigarettes out the freeway as you're driving down. I see it all the time, and I literally want to chase them down and wring their neck.
Trisha's going to have a little road rage.
I just can't believe that anybody can do that with these conditions.
Yeah, and maybe they're, like, not from the area and just driving up I-5 and not realizing the danger. But, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, but
when,
you can't. Come on.
No, and I
where they're from.
And I think our outlook has totally shifted. Like, the fire danger is real, and it can get us. And I think I'll never think about it the same again after what we've experienced this summer. So.
No, you know, I want to throw out a little bit of a shout. We had last night at the Cascade with Joan Baez concert, and she, after arriving here and giving the show, she made a generous donation for the car fire from her proceeds last night. So, you know, that's happened repeatedly for many of the stars that have come to the Cascade in the last 6 months.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, Chris Christopherson was here and
gave a
great concert. But she gave a generous donation
from
her proceeds last night. So just big shout out to these people that come in and they really recognize what happened to this community and the recovery process we're going through.
And it doesn't just end. I mean, I'm sure we all know several people directly that lost their homes and a community and businesses. And there's an aftermath that I'm not sure the outside public really is aware of. However, it's really nice for those people. I mean, it's California wildfires this year have been devastating. And there is an after, like we're all still in shock still of kind of what's happened.
For sure. And even, Linda, like, I had a birthday in October, and I rented a house in Elmenor, and a bunch of friends came, and we're just sitting out. Like, we just felt like there's this mental shift because none of us really got fresh air. And, you know, we couldn't see the sun. And, you know, you live for months. And, of course, obviously there were people that lost lives, and I'm not trying to diminish that. But as a community – it was a mental health break for us all. And even this weather right now and having the fall and being in the sunshine and just starting to kind of move through this loss.
And being able to take a deep breath.
Yeah, it was just,
down to the bottom of your lungs.
Yeah, it was really a struggle. You know, that wasn't fun.
Can I remind everybody that tomorrow that we're going to be at Crown Motors for Salute to the Veterans. And we're going to have World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, Vietnam, locally, you know, all local veterans from around here that have served. And this is Crown Salute to the
Hello.
Veterans.
Hey,
Dr. Daduka.
Hi, it's Daduka.
So that starts tomorrow at 7:00.
Well, and you know, I just want to give a shout out to Carl and Linda because you know they are everywhere. Last night we were at the Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen. We're here early this morning. They've got that Crown Motors live remote tomorrow, and then the Veterans Parade, and then they've got the Marine Corps Ball. They really just came in and bought this radio station, 10 years ago?
Yeah, we're going on 10 years.
Going on 10 years.
Thank you, Trish.
And have become such an intricate part of this community. I've lived here since 77, and I don't know why you'd want to live any place but Shasta County.
I know. We love it here. And thank you for that shout out. We couldn't do it without our team. I mean, Sharon, you've been with us since day one. Trish, you come in and do these Thursdays, and they come out here like this. And, you know, thank God for our listeners that bring you the fur coat. And but, you know, just a trooper and have done so much. And, you know, you've got such a great intellect and a great sense of what's happening politically too.
Oh,
and Bob Belongi, who, you know, we're sad to say in January is moving to Oregon. So there'll be a shift. We're going FM. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening with changes.
96.5.
Here comes Daduka in a scrubs. You got to love that.
Dr. Daduka right here.
Dr. Daduka in a scrubs. So, you know, when you want to have the best colonoscopy in town.
We are live.
This man has seen the best side of
Oh, wow. Look at that.
You don't really know what happened, but you really don't know what happened. And that's the beauty of something great.
Thank you, Dr. Daduka. $900 donations. That's $150 for passes for our veterans. This is just great.
Thank you for arranging this. Thank you very much for doing this for veterans.
Thank you for coming by. So this has just been such fun this morning. We've got such great people coming by. We always know that, boy, we've got our listening audience out there because they're coming by and saying hi. And
doesn't it make your heart feel full?
Oh, absolutely.
Something about when you get to be out, you know, I don't mean like you get to be out with the people, but when you get to, you know, brush up against people like we did last night at the, that was amazing. You know how many people were there last night? Probably 400 or 500.
Oh, I think so. I think so. And we ran out of soup dishes, and I know she said she had enough for 350, and we ran out, had to go get more. Another donation. Thank you so much. Just loving having all these people come through.
I think when you're in the studio sometimes you don't see the far-reaching impact of the people.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of fun to be out.
Remember
when you used to do your senior? Are you still doing that? Or how wonderful that was.
That just blew like my that mind is another $30.
Came out for that. All right. I guess it's. Are we wrapping?
Oh, okay.
No, I think we need to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Just a small town girl. Well, the studios of Cornerstone Community Bank, the studios of the parking lot. That's what I'm talking about. And okay,
we're having so much fun. Carl just can't leave us here this morning.
You know what? I'm trying, but I have to, a couple of things we need to share with everybody. But the weather report. The weather is cold. Okay, brought to you by Shasta Region, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cold, but it's starting to warm up.
It is.
Senior Veterans Discount.
Hey, I just want to thank Trish and Sharon for being with us today. And Linda's sitting right over here. She's come rolling through. And we're hoping the FedEx guy does not run into us as he comes in here. Thank you so much for we're going to be leaving here at 9 o'clock. However, they're going to be still collecting money for Rob all the way through 1 o'clock today. So please, please come down. Y'all have been so generous to the veterans. And this is for veterans. For every dollar collected, Rob is matching it with 50 cents. Last year, Celestina Traver, who's just walked by here, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, was able to distribute 600 vouchers to our veterans that needed it. A year before, 800. So it's very dependent on how much money we collect. So you all have been so generous this morning. Now,
and here we have someone pulling in right now to make a donation for us.
Oh, hey, Michelle. Michelle, thank you so much.
So many good friends
Michelle
coming by.
Michelle working
thank you so
at
much.
Adamson's Peak Performance. There we go. The global epicenter of transformation. Adamson's
good.
Peak Performance. Now, tomorrow we're going to be out at Crown Motors for the salute to the veterans there. The Crown Motors and KCNR 1460, we team up every year for that, and we're going to have veterans there. All veterans are invited. If you're out there and you're a veteran or maybe just a family of a veteran, please come by and so we can say hello and thank you for their service. Then Saturday, of course, today out at IGO at 4 p.m., Preston Sharp is out there, and they're going to be putting flags and flowers on all the grave sites out there, and everybody is welcome. Just wear weather-appropriate clothing, as he says. But that's today at 4 p.m. And then on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to be out at the city of Shasta Lake for this huge parade that they have, well over 100 entries there. Linda and I will be announcing the parade. There will be all types of people, all types of events, bands, military vehicles, marching group,
great
the whole
band.
Thing.
It's
wonderful.
Tremendous parade.
And then, of course, Saturday night, the granddaddy of all Marine Corps birthday balls, the Marine Corps birthday, which is tomorrow, November 10th. And then Sunday, of course, is Veterans Day. And remember that, the fact, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but the Veterans Home, we're going to be out at the Veterans Home out there. So.
And they have the service on 11-11 at 11 out at the memorial. At the IGO
Cemetery. Please be there by 10:55. They're going to have a flyover. They're going to have all of that. That's out at IGO.
So much going on for the veterans this weekend.
Anyway, let me hand this back to the Clark family.
Thanks, Carl. We'll take us out.
We'll take us out. And Sharon and I are going to actually be doing a show for the first time together, a whole 2 hours, next Thursday.
It's been a while, huh?
And we've got some interesting topics we're going to be bringing to you.
You just never know what might happen.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have a plan, and then we just go completely off track and do something totally different.
But we always entertain. We're always entertaining.
That's right.
So we just remind you that they're going to be taking donations here until 11 o'clock, so you need to come by and make your donations. We're going to be here till 9, just a few more minutes. But thanks for all of the people that have come through this morning. It's been absolutely great. We didn't even have time, Sharon, to talk about the results of the election and stuff. Carl and I hit on that a little bit this morning, but
I got to see the president's press conference live, and I was just appalled by some of the behavior of the media, and I was glad to see they took his pass back. I was glad to see he lost his pass. Did you read that?
No.
The guy from CNN that...
He did?
He showed up last night for the 8 p.m. briefing, and they refused to let him in, and they took his
Oh, I love pass. It, because he was really rude.
He
And then there was a lady, because I watched the whole, it was an hour and 20-some minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about, they continually want to tell us how this president is not open and with the press, and I've never seen a president do a press conference of an hour and a half, and then have the rudeness of some of these people screaming. He can't be any more open, or I don't know what they.
Well, and I think you know he has his moments of where I'm kind of cringeworthy, right? But it's like, you know, the press sits in judgment of his behavior at times, and then goes in and takes the bar even lower. You know, it's like this poor aide who's trying to get the mic. I mean, Trump looked like he was almost going to walk off the stage. Like, he was so irritated. He wanted to get out there and help her. You know, it was like this. So anyway, yeah, so they didn't tell him right away, the CNN reporter. He showed up for the briefing, and he got denied at the gate.
I love it. I love it. So I have not seen that. And I can't wait to hear all of that.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people, though, that this president, and this is documented, that 92%.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's going to the dog park with her dogs in the back.
And look, she's bringing a donation by it. That's $20. It just turns into $30. Thank you so much.
Oh, she loves our station, and she has her dogs from the dog park.
Well, there you go. See, I just love this. Well, you know, it's been such fun. Thank you all for coming by this morning, all of you that are listening to us out there. We love that positive feedback that we know that you're out there. So Carl and Linda are going to be at Crown Motors tomorrow. Come by and say hello to them. We really like to know that as we're sitting here talking about things we hope you find interesting, that you're actually out there listening. And so that's a real positive feedback when you come by and say hi.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that we're not sitting here shivering for absolutely nothing.
Well, it's warmed up considerably since this morning.
Yeah, I think I got the better end of the deal showing up at 8.
I think so. 7 o'clock was a bit brisk, and I want to again thank my friend Chris Waga for coming by and saving my life with my nice fur coat. So, yeah, I mean, cowboy boots and my fur coat, I'm
you're
really
doing good.
Swinging this morning.
You're and again, if you're listening this morning and you're not able to come by, Carl and Linda will be at Crown Motors tomorrow from 7 to 9 for Salute the Veterans, and you can donate over there with them tomorrow morning. And oh, no donations tomorrow. Okay, they're just saluting the veterans.
They're going to have a whole bunch of veterans out there tomorrow that are going to just be talking to you and sharing some things.
Oh, okay, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Today, again, remind you that you know, this is an opportunity to help our veterans get BRABA passes so they can ride the bus to go to the doctors and go all the places they need to. The program is administered through the Veterans Service Office.
Thank you
so much.
We've got another donation.
Still
coming in, which makes
us super
happy.
We just love that. Lots of smiles and donations coming in, and our envelope is getting full, but we got lots of room left. So please continue to come by until 11 o'clock.
Linda's taking it out of Carl's hand to make sure it gets in the bag.
Yeah.
There
so
we
love having all of you come by and talk to us about that.
And tomorrow when you're driving your kids to school, turn on the station and let them hear these veterans that are going to be out with Carl and Linda. And talk to your kids about what this weekend means and how we're supporting those that have served for us. Because this is an important time if you have school-age kids to really educate them.
I think that you're right. This is an opportunity. You know, Veterans Day is coming up, and this is – let's take the whole month and just try to remind, especially good point, share with your children. I don't think our schools are – teaching them enough about what importance the veterans hold for us, all of the rights and you know, last night I was talking to some people that were kind of negative about this country and the things that are happening, and I got to say that I don't share that. I think we live in a country that just can't be beat, a great community. I don't think it gets much better than it is right now. We're so fortunate to be living where we are, and even with the adversity of the fires and stuff, it's a great place to be.
And take your kids out to the Veterans Cemetery at 11-11-11, right?
Absolutely.
You can also give online to this, too.
Yeah. Okay. You can go online if you go into the radio station or chat the Veterans Service Office. Go in, and there's an opportunity to make donations through that system. So check that out, and still plenty of time to come on down. We've got just a couple minutes left on air, but they're going to be here till 11 o'clock taking donations. So if you're just driving around, please come by Cornerstone Bank. We're out in the back parking lot. We got to take your money. Carl and Linda Bott and Sharon Clark and I, and we're just – we've had a great time this morning. It's warming up now. I think we could do this for a couple more hours.
I know.
Now.
Really. And thank you, Cornerstone
Bank. The wind is blowing.
And thank you to Cornerstone Bank for supporting us. And I know they do a lot for the community, too. And so that's great for them to give us this location and their parking lot this morning, all of us radio stations out here.
I did, again, want to remind everybody there's so much going on this weekend throughout the community. And if you are just wanting someplace to go, get online and see all of the great opportunities for fun stuff that's happening throughout the community all weekend long. It's always something to do and some place to go. And obviously a really good opportunity for our veterans this weekend.
Well,
And so we're kind of wrapping up here.
60 seconds left here.
Oh, yeah. So don't forget to join Trish and I next Thursday for Clark and Clark.
Absolutely. We'll be talking about all kinds of fun things.
Trish
again.
Trish is going to try to make me talk politics and scare
me. I am. I'm going to. Yeah, so get ready for your questions. We're going to make Karen really uncomfortable.
When you get it, you know, you watch her, she just scrunches up.
I know, it's like, as soon as I start talking politics, she's like, oh no, somebody's going to yell at me.
I feel comfortable talking about what I know and what I believe, but then Trish throws out these things and then people get irritated with her and she loves ruffling the feathers, they call it, and they're mad and I'm like, oh no, I don't want people mad at me. And Trish just doesn't care. She just, you might care, but you have an opinion.
I care, but yeah.
You're proud to stand up for it.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. You still got time to come by and donate to the veterans. Thanks for joining us.
Everybody have a great day.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.